School District 57's Board of Education has postponed final approval of a number of policies that have been in development since 2019. The board has voted to table the policies until its June meeting. The policies outline the role of the board, trustees, superintendent, chair, vice chair, foundational statements, board operations, and more. Policies regarding transportation, anti-racism and anti-discrimination, and Indigenous reconciliation were also deferred for final approval. However, these policies were already adopted in principle and became effective in the spring of 2022. Trustees Betty Beckering and Jillian Burnett spoke out against the deferral and urged the board to approve them. Every policy has gone out twice for consultation. It was approved in principle in June and it's time now to finalize approving these policies, and it cannot be deferred again, said Beckering. Burnett noted that the new trustees have had workshops on the policies and ample time to ask questions. I'm reluctant to keep putting something off. This is what we are doing and we've received a significant amount of input. Board Chair Rachel Weber said she was in support of holding off until June. If our new Board of Trustees needs the time to adequately feel that they are competent and making these choices and if they feel that they need more time, I am okay with that. The decision to defer the anti-racism and discrimination policies drew criticism from CUPE 3742 President Paula Bass. I want to be able to tell my members that they are in a safe, welcoming environment free from racism, discrimination, harassment, violence, and that it's inclusive and affirming for all students, staff and community members. That was deferred today, said Bass.